Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because I'm going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
No, I did not say insanity. I said sanity. On the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Isn't that what we want? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. You got something to say? 855-732-5563. Alfonso Reyes is going to join us right after the break. God, there's so much out there to talk about. Apparently, no harm, no foul at the White House, right? The investigation concluded with, now listen, this is the most pristine law enforcement agency on the planet. Right? I mean, have you watched TV? You see what the FBI can do, right? But there's a shocker going on here. Apparently, there's no cameras where the cocaine was found. The Secret Service has concluded the investigation with no suspects. Now, according to Christopher Wray, he's offered them help, but they have not taken them up on it. Right? The cocaine was found in a blind spot for the surveillance cameras. No fingerprints on the bag. No fingerprints on the locker that it was found in and or near. Right? No DNA samples. No nothing. It's just amazing, isn't it? But here's the other thing I'm reading now or finding out now. Is that this isn't the first time this has happened. Cocaine has been found in the White House three times since 2022. So, why don't we know where it's coming from? Who brought it in? Gee, I wonder. You know, seriously. They've announced the conclusion of their investigation. Right? They narrowed the list down to 500 potential individuals. No suspects have been pulled aside. I mean, look at January 6th. Look at all the stuff they had going on that day. And they were able to go right to the doors of most of these people's homes and drag them into D.C. Isn't that amazing? According to Secret Service, though, there was no surveillance video footage found that provided investigative leads or any other means for investigators to identify who may have deposited the found substance in that area. Without physical evidence, the investigation will not be able to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the vestibule where the cocaine was discovered. Now, Lauren Bobbitt, she's a member of the House Oversight Committee. She attended the briefing. She wanted answers from the Secret Service about the bag of cocaine found at the White House, very close to the Oval Office. I mean, seriously, it's outrageous that the most secure building on the face of the planet, I mean, what if that was a bomb? Right? What if it was anthrax? No way to know for real? More cover-up for the Biden family. That's the only, I mean, it's the only way to go with this. She went on, Lorraine went on to say, I was informed this morning at this morning's SCIF meeting that the cocaine culprit investigation will be terminated with more than 500 potential perpetrators remaining. We can't allow this to happen. The American people deserve to know who smuggled the cocaine into the White House, not once, but three times. Now, Boebert claimed that this wasn't the first drug discovered on the White House grounds in recent times. Two other instances from the past year in which marijuana was found, a fact that she argued was not adequately reported and or addressed. This is the third time that drugs have been found in the White House property. Now, here's the thing. Only high-level officials and family members are not searched when they bring this stuff in. They didn't know about the, and Congress didn't know about the marijuana that was found. So it's just amazing, again, that all the money we're spending for security there. When it comes to the Biden family, it's almost like these guys, they're not just a crime family. They're the crime family. They are the mafia of the day. Unreal. And to show you how sick they actually are, how much worse it gets, Sheila Jackson Lee rains praise, high praise, on someone who can't even stand this country. Right? During a recent House committee hearing, Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, she came to the defense of billionaire, ready, George Soros. Lee defended Soros after several Republicans during the hearing called out Soros for funding Democrat DAs across the country. The congresswoman from Texas responded to her colleagues by claiming, hey, they're jeopardizing Soros' life by making accusatory commentary. Why, they never did that to Trump or any of his kids, or even any of the people that gave money to Trump, right? Boy, these people, they don't even see their own hypocrisy. I find this stuff amazing. We'll hit it with Zoe on the other side of the break. Show me senior host, don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, just do something. Will you please? I mean, do something more than just sit there going, yeah, that's bad. I mean, really, that's what most of you do. You sit there and go, yeah, you know, that's pretty bad. I don't know what you do about it, but it's pretty bad. Do something. Figure out something. Make some noise. Do what those parents in Glendale, California did a few weeks back. Show up. Open your mouth. I can keep going if you want. I mean, really, this is how crazy it is. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. You know, Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study. Don't give me that angelic look. Nice try. oh, no. I'll get you unangelic in a minute here. You just give me a second or two. You know, you wouldn't be under this. I don't know if you heard about this one, but apparently in California now, the Reparations Committee wants to add no child support for black men to be paid. If there's black child support owed, it's to be wiped clean as a reparation. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe I just don't understand. But what is you deciding to have children and not wanting to take care of them have to do with reparations for slavery? Can you help me?
Man, I mean, is this like some sort of ungodly jubilee that they're trying to do? It's like you're going to wipe the debt clean of having. And these are the same people who talk about, you see what I'm saying, Joe? That's why it's all about, the narrative out there is you need to be a father to your kids. And what's up with the fathers? It's like, no, it's not about the fathers. Husbands. You got to be a husband. That's what I keep saying. But stuff like this comes down the pipe, man. And so I guess you're enslaved. You're enslaved to a kid, and you need reparations for being enslaved to the children that you got some woman knocked up with. Didn't want to take care of them, and now you need reparations for that.
See, that's why I bring you on, because you can make sense of all of this stuff.
I mean, wow, man. And you know, the thing is, how much do people want to enable this lack of responsibility that, once again, it's the white man that has to take care of a black man's baby. You know, it's like, I thought we were supposed to be, freed and what about the independent black man and Wakanda and all that? So we're supposed to be resourceful and dependent on ourselves. Hey, white folks, take care of my kid.
Yeah, it is just amazing, the stuff that they keep throwing on the table, as if the more they throw there, maybe we'll back off, give them something just so they'll leave us alone. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
But I will say this, Joe. I will say this, though.
All right.
As far as them Democrat white folks go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, pay up. Just pay up. If anybody owes that money, if anybody owes reparations, it's going to be the Democrats. And I say, I say to all Republicans, instead of, like, rolling their eyes and groaning about reparations, Republicans be like, damn right. Pay them reparations. You make sure that you get that money for them Democrats and make sure the Democrats pay it for it with their own money, because they were the ones who deprived you of the reparations in the first place.
That's right. Yes. They're the ones that decided not to give you the 40 acres of the mule, but people don't know that.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I mean, you can't teach that in high school, I guess. Apparently that would go against the narrative or something. I don't know. But all right, well, so here's another one. I don't even know what to say about this. Giving accolades to George Soros. Take a listen.
Let me ask you this. First of all, we have accusatory commentary of Soros DAs. Let us not put an individual that is not here, a contributing American, and jeopardize his life by always throwing his name out in the most ugliest of way. I am offended by that. Mr. Soros does not deserve that. He is an American and a patriot. And he also comes from a minority community, one might say, and you create a dangerous situation. That's unfortunate.
Let me first say, you know who that is, right? Do I have to tell you? Sheila Jackson Lee.
She's a rep in Texas, man.
I am offended by her hair. Can I start off there? I mean, is that a hat or is that actually her hair?
It's pretty,
It's never moved. I've been watching her for 14 years. I don't think it's ever changed. Anyway.
Yeah. It's probably one of her, her hair, that is probably one of her better qualities, actually. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that. But George Soros, a patriot, and he comes from a minority community. You mean the minority community he was turning into the Germans to have killed? You mean that minority community?
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I mean, hey, Sheila Jackson, she's just another one of those, man, who wouldn't know the truth if it died for her, right? And she just totally dyslexic about this stuff, and she doesn't understand. I mean, George Soros' excuse, or the people who make excuses for him, would be like, well, he was just a teenager, he was just a little kid at the time, and it's like, oh, really? Really? It's like, I mean, you guys don't give, other people that kind of quarter, but George Soros, since he's like, he pays billions for you guys to promote your narrative, he gets a pass, even though him and his father, were, working with the Nazis. But, it is what it is, I guess.
Well, that somebody just kind of reminded me of. Take a listen to this. And I don't even know where to go with this one either. This is great.
Today to join my colleagues in the Congressional Black Caucus, and we'll continue to work with them and proceed to analyze the very wrong-headed decision that was made by the United States Supreme Court on the question of affirmative action. I thank the gentlelady from Florida, the gentleman from New York, and certainly the gentleman from Nevada in their leadership. But I rise today as a clear recipient of affirmative action.
I just want to stop it there.
Okay.
Okay. She's rising as a clear recipient of affirmative action. The woman can't get out of her own way. She's got some of the most seriously left, in-your-face, wrong, evil thoughts and policies that she throws up on the table. And she is exactly why some people believe, and I'm not a big believer in this myself, but she is exactly when people say, well, look, is that what affirmative action gave us? Really? Okay? If affirmative action gave us Clarence Thomas, I'm good. But if she is the norm, I'm not so good. Come on, tell me I'm wrong. You can if you want.
I can't. I can't do it, man. I can't. And these people, they got a sick case of projection. They'll try to say that people like Clarence Thomas wouldn't have made it without affirmative action. Because they can't help the fact that they themselves need it. I agree with Sheila Jackson Lee and what's her name? Ketanji Jackson. I totally agree.
Are they all part of the Jackson family? Hold on a second. We'll be back in a minute. Gotta go for a break. Jump to your host. Don't go far.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Thursday with stocks higher. Comes after last month's producer price index came in below expectations. The PPI rose by 0.1% against projections of 2%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 47 points. Mayor Eric Adams is blaming media after a new poll reveals New Yorkers are increasingly worried about crime.
Speaking on Fox 5 New York, the mayor said the media plays with New Yorkers' psyches.
You travel with an armed army in a chauffeur-driven car. Go
ride the train, then tell me, without your bodyguards.
The mayor's just, he's, I don't want to say delusional, but I think he's just putting a political spin on it.
One anchor said the media reports on things that actually happen. The poll also revealed 87% of respondents feel crime is a very or somewhat serious problem in New York City and across the state. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I'll go to 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. I always appreciate his time with me. Alfonso Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer. You do that girly flower thing again. I'm just going to cut you off.
It's not girly.
It's a little on the feminine side. You know, this is not the 70s anymore. You don't have to get in touch with your feminine side. And now in 2023, you can't get in touch with your feminine side. You just make it happen through surgery. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
saying. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. A team of people touch your...
Oh, don't. Anyway, here we go. Yeah. So we were talking about Sheila Jackson Lee, and again, you know, the
Let's talk more about my feminine side. I want to talk about Sheila Jackson Lee. Let's go ahead and talk about more about touching my feminine side.
Oh, God. So, you know, but this is exactly what people were saying at one point in time, how... affirmative action brings a sour taste to people's mouth. United has announced that they're going to be looking to be more diverse in the cockpit. And you're going, I don't want you to be diverse. I want you to have the. I don't care if you have 27 black pilots, as long as they're the best people for the job.
Yeah.
You know.
That's all it is, man.
I don't care if they're Iranian or what. I don't care. As long as it's got the best person for the job.
Yeah, you it's, know? You know, and like we were saying earlier, between like Ketanji Jackson and and Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, they're, it's like, this is all like the Jackson family, right? But, you know, they're making the case that if you're saying that you need an affirmative action, yeah, I believe that you did. You know, because there's no way that you got this job because you're actually qualified. You got this job because to fill a quota. Right. Somebody just evidently felt sorry for you or something like that and just needed to give you a shot. And that's how you got this job. But they want to make it like that's the only way a black person get a job. It's like, no, that's the only way that you could get a job. People like Clarence Thomas was qualified, you know, and, you know, and Joe, I went for my pilot's license, man. And you know, the loan didn't, you know, it's kind of difficult to get a loan to get a commercial pilot's license.
Oh, yeah.
Because right? It's like, you know, it's like trying to get a student loan because you're learning something. But, you know, it's like at the time, it's like they didn't really work. You know, I don't know how it is now, but it didn't really work that way. And admittedly, I know that the instructor, he didn't mean anything by it. But he was like, he really wanted to teach. Man, I really hope that you get this, man, because, man, there's and you know, he was white. And he's like, because he's like, it's a shame, man. It really is a shame that like less than 1% of pilots are black. You know, and it wasn't like, you know, he's trying to show me some sort of favoritism for being black. It's like, he's just like, it's a shame. You know, so I'd really like to
see. But why do you think that is? Is it because they're unaware of the opportunities? It's just not a thing in a black community? Because, you know, some communities have different things they hold in high esteem.
Well, I know from personal experience, man, that it's, a lot of it is like a cultural stigma. If you have, like, aspirations to be a pilot or something like that, and you're in the black community, you might as well turn in your black card, right? You know, you don't do that in the black community. It's like, what, you want to be a pilot, or you want to be like the white folks? You can't. Yeah, and it's a shame. And I know that because, like, even my own family members came down on me for expressing interest in aviation. You know, I even had family members.
What should you have expressed interest in?
Oh, man, I don't know. But, I mean, you talk about getting cut down for taking an interest in aviation. I mean, the first actual occupation, and I knew this when I was a little boy, like even in elementary school, I knew that I wanted to be an aeronautical engineer. That was what I wanted to do. And that was broken from me. That spirit in me was broken by my family.
Yeah, you mostly Sonia have really opened my eyes to the black community kind of, at times, being their own worst enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even in the Italian community, even though we were never told we could become president, but we were never told, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do this kind of thing. But, yeah. You know, even in aviation, being a pilot was not something that was like, talked about. They were always talking about working with your hands. It's good, honest work. It's a good, honest day's pay. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. But never to the way that you, like I said, you and Sonia talk about on a regular basis as to how you kind of put down your own people or keep your own people down, if you would. By the way, the black woman with the pink hat out of Florida is Frederica Wilson.
There it is, Frederica. Okay.
Frederica Wilson. And she even looks like a character, but that's beside the point anyway.
Yeah, but everybody knows who we're talking about. If you just say crazy lady with the pink hat, is the cowboy hat, it's like, we know. That's all you need.
Yeah, but again, it's you get to these points where you go, you don't understand. So you can't. I know I would get hate emails for this, but I really don't care. You can't blame everything on white people or any other people keeping a black community down if they're keeping themselves down from within, right?
Absolutely, and telling who is that? This white Democrat, Erica Marsh, having the audacity to put it out there on Twitter that we can't make it in a merit-based society. It's like you condescending witch. You know, it's like, you know, like she's like the champion for white people. She's like the Supergirl she's an actual white supremacist because she thinks she's better than other white people. She has to be seen as the bestest kind of white person because she stands for us lowly black folks and she's better than other white people. So the white supremacy just doesn't stop with the Democrat Party and just out there. She got a lot of backlash from it too. Trying to get out there and play that. Blacks can't make it in a merit-based society. It's like, girl.
really? I mean, and don't they hear themselves? I don't know about you, but if that's rolling off my tongue, I'd be thinking, how can I cut my tongue off before that word actually gets off the end of it?
Thank you. I mean, because at the end of the day, Joe, I see a lot of different. That's why I say, man, they're the same as they've always been ever since the Confederacy. John Wilkes Booth, the Democrat, he said the same thing. You know, it's the same accusation that Democrats use today. You know, the Republicans are just trying to destroy you. Well, John Wilkes Booth said the same thing. Republicans are just trying to destroy black folks. And we Democrats, we know what's best for them. It's from the same book, man.
It never stops. It never stops. And again, the part of it that you and I have always talked about is they're so self-unaware. They don't see it, right? They don't, and maybe they do see it. They know what they're doing, and they're that evil. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this area of evilness, you know. But
To your point, I mean, I know it's annoying. It's like it's weird because they're very self-absorbed, they're very selfish, they're very self-righteous, but they're just not self-aware, you know. and they justify these things to themselves. So,
just amazing. All right, let's move on to something that's probably easier for us to deal with. New documentary out argues that the Bible references to homosexuality. Well, they're nothing more than mistranslations. And I love these people. When they don't like something, I interviewed a guy 10 years ago on this program who was going around. Churches were actually letting him in to speak, mostly Episcopalian churches and some Presbyterian churches. And he said the problem with Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't the immoral sexual activity. No. It was the inhospitality of the people who ran the city that caused God's wrath on them. And I'm thinking, you mean not giving up your 12-year-old daughter to the people that wanted to rape her? I don't understand. What was the inhospitable situation? But anyway, you know what? I don't even want to beat this to death because we've done this before. But you sit here, and the scholars of old didn't know what they were doing. So apparently the whole Bible must be filled with misinformation because that's what this documentary says.
Well, you know, in Sodom and Gomorrah, speaking to the inhospitality of it, actually, I think the daughter was what Lot offered to them. And I guess that was inhospitable because, man, we don't want your virgin daughter. We want them two handsome men. them two angelic handsome men. Yes. We want them. You keep your little daughter. We want them men that you let. We want that. So I guess, yeah, they were inhospitable because they didn't let them come in and rape the two angels that they wanted. Right. But mistranslations? Come on, man. Okay, so Jesus, who is God, who has been God, who's the Word of God and always been with God and always has been God, is the same God. Jesus is the same God who is dictating to Moses what the law is and made it very clear, hey, if a man, and check out the careful wording, Joe, check out the careful wording. If a man lies down with another man like he does with a woman, he is to be put to death. Because here's the thing, Joe.
All right. We got to go to break.
Oh, break. But sorry. Yes, that's right. Break.
Hold that thought. No, really. Seriously. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe after the break.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of a central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation dictation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. At one point, I was told that would be a hard thing to do. Wipe out all thought in the universe. But whatever the guys eat today, oh, God, it's a slam dunk. You can do it in your sleep. Really, when you think about what people believe, what they've been taught, what they believe to be true, it's just, it's heartbreaking from a standpoint. We were once one of the most educated, sought-after countries on the planet to send your kids to for education. People save their whole life to send their kids to America. And now, if you send your kids, you're stupid if you send your kids here. Anyway, let me bring them back on. Alfonso Rachel George Musi does every week, you know, to bring a little truth and reality to the show. I'm usually off the wall here, but always appreciate your time with me. God bless.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I was just trying to add some. We're trying to do our parts on different areas where we can, man.
But yeah, you know, you were talking about again this whole thing where they, you know, they try to put different information in, you know, try to say that the Bible was misinterpreted or interpreted incorrectly. And I was telling you during the break how part of the story is that they were claiming that conservative Christians in the 70s decided that homosexuality was wrong and bad in the eyes of God, and we were just going to drive it home. Like, all of a sudden, we're good, because we must have snuck that in the Bible somehow and told them it went back 2,000 years. I can't smoke enough dope to have this make sense in any way.
Yeah, it's no, you can't mistranslate it, man. And like I was saying in the last segment, you know, God made it very clear, made it very explicit. So they're trying to hide behind the New Testament and, like, the Greek text. It's like, yeah, okay, fine. But the problem is that you guys forgot about the Hebrew text, the Old Testament, and that Jesus has always been God and made his stance very clear on it. And like I said, we were saying, you know, when Jesus says don't be lying down with a man the way that you would with a woman, he worded that very carefully because you have people of the homosexual persuasion say, well, I know how to get around that. I'll just become a woman. Right. So if the homosexuality is a sin, it's like, OK, well, I can transition into a woman. So if a man lays down with me, it's not really homosexuality because he's lying down with women. That's where God is like, I said, don't lie down with a man as you would with a woman. I've covered both angles. You're not getting away with that. Right. And Paul himself says, hey, effeminate men and you men trying to dress up like females and prostitutes and stuff like that, you will not inherit the kingdom. So the New Testament has already made that clear also. But like I said, Joe, it's already been made explicitly clear in the Old Testament. And Jesus is like, do I really need to repeat myself? I made my stance very clear when I was talking to Moses.
I got to tell you, you know, you think about this and you think about how often you have to say it. Do I have to make it clear? Yeah, apparently so. Because, you know, every time people hear something they don't like or they don't appreciate or they think is the wrong thing. And, you know, how often do you hear somebody say, yeah, well, God was wrong on that one. And you scratch the back of your head and go, I'm sorry, wait a minute, try me again. But don't try me until you create a universe. Then try me again, okay? Seriously. They're going to go argue with God.
Mm-hmm.
How prideful do you have to be to even think that way?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, the thing is, man, now these people may try to scare other people by saying, well, you know, do you want to have gay people like round up and thrown in jail or even executed or stoned to death? And I'll try to answer that, you know, for anybody who thinks that that's the road that we're going down. Folks, this is not a theocracy. It doesn't mean that God was wrong. You know, it's like he's not wrong about his sanction concerning homosexuality. But the reason why we don't stone homosexuals anymore is because we do not live in a theocracy. God himself is not presiding over us in this republic, so we don't bring the homosexuals before him and stone them. So that's one of the reasons why we do it. But in another way, we do stone homosexuality the way we stone all sins that warrant the stoning penalty. The thing is, the difference is that we don't go upside a person's head with an actual stone from the ground. We go upside their head with the chief stone, who is Jesus Christ. Our job is simply to tell you the truth. That is the only stone we are to go upside your head with. All right? We ain't looking to round you up and start bricking you. All right? We just gonna tell you the truth.
Yeah. And if it goes against what they want, they go in there and try to tweak it, change it, show you what the different meanings were. And you know, look, in the Old Testament, there are many, many, many references to people, quote unquote, sleeping together, right? Families slept together. If you do some research, that has been turned into sex. We call it sleeping today. You know, we slept together. Well, you know what? I've slept with my kids. Does that mean they've had sex with them? No, it means that we all slept in the same bed because I wasn't sleeping on the floor. If they wanted to crawl into bed with me, that was fine. But hey, they have to pervert everything.
They are, man, because that's what they are. They're perverts. And, you know, the thing is, so what are we going to do? We're going to leave it to these people to, we'll rewrite it the way that you think that it should say. You know, because that's what they be talking about, Joe. They say that these things are either rewritten or translated incorrectly and stuff like that. It's like, okay. But you let them have their way, they'll turn around and say that, well, we can't really trust it because it's been rewritten. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's you say that this stuff needs to be rewritten, but you accuse it of being rewritten. And with Democrats, we know what happens when they rewrite things. Like, they say that the Constitution needs to be rewritten. It's like, okay, you guys actually did rewrite the Constitution. You rewrote the Constitution and you turned it into the Confederate States Constitution. Look how that turned out. Right?
Yep. No. And they say one of their arguments is you can't find the word homosexuality in the Bible. Well, you can't find AR-15 in the Bible either. You know, I mean,
yeah. You know what? I don't think you can find the word Bible in the Bible. what is it? You know, but these, you know, but the funny thing is, you know, they say that you can't find these words in the Bible, and a lot of times they're dead wrong. One, just because a certain word isn't in there doesn't mean that the context isn't. Okay, right. And the context itself is quite clear. Like, I was just putting, going over a reiterating a point in my studies that I'm building today for those who try to say that the word Trinity, you know, when you have your modalists or people who don't, who we have Christians who don't believe that Jesus is God, right? And right. They'll say that, well, the word Trinity isn't in the Bible, so the Trinity is false. And I'm like, okay, yeah, Trinity, the word Trinity is absolutely in the Bible. It's expressed in the number three itself. When you open up the Hebrew to look at the number three, even as an ordinal number, a fractional number, or cardinal, whichever, implied in its meaning is still a triad, a Trinity, one unit made up of three parts. And it gives you different examples. And not only is the are these things implicated in the number three, the number three also breaks down to mean captain. It breaks down to mean great Lord, and it means prince. And Jesus is all of those things. So the word Trinity is actually in the Bible. It's just you have people out there too lazy to flip and look.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. You actually want them to read?
With the counsel of the Holy Spirit, yes. Yes, I do.
I just stopped. No, really, people aren't reading anymore. I mean, people flat out just aren't reading anymore. And you look at what's going, they're being read to. Now, I don't know how you feel about this. I know a lot of people like audiobooks. They don't work for me. My mind wanders while somebody's talking to me, especially if I'm not interested in what they're saying.
Yeah, right? I try to be a big proponent of audiobooks. Like even the
I know
the
you have, I have one, but that wasn't a slight on you. It just was hard to. Go ahead.
No. It's you're right, man. Because I now if it's my own book, yeah, I'll pay attention. But anybody else's, I lose it, right? But my book, I have a Solid Right Cross is an audio book, which I prefer. I think people will like it better than actually reading the book because I suck at writing. It's better if you listen to it.
Well, all right. So I gotta get this with you before we stop. A bar owned by white people was called out by a black TikTok influencer for being racist. Now, I want to go any further with it for a second because, you know, maybe he went in there with a bunch of his buddies, you know, a bunch of black guys and the white owners. They treated him like crap or, you know, okay, then you go, all right, well, maybe there's something to it, right? Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't it at all. he questioned them on the morality of using the same font as a black activist rap group. And that's why they're racist, because they kind of, do you know how hard you have to work to actually even say this with a straight face to somebody?
Man, the only two fonts, and I'm not a big rap music fan, not the genre itself, but a lot of the lyrical content is what I don't like.
Yeah.
But the only two fonts that I could think of is that usually a lot of times, like especially in the 80s, like the gangster rap, they use like the old English font. And or a stencil. So like I'm thinking Public Enemy, and Public Enemy has like, you know, the stencil style.
Right.
Neither of which, man, like Joe, none of this stuff surprises me. You know, it doesn't surprise me, but you know, this is like, dude, dang, really? It's embarrassing, bro. It's embarrassing.
You ain't got anything else to yell about? All right, where do people find your wonderful music and find more on the Anti-Funny Bible Study?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys will stop by and let us know that you heard me on the Joe Messina Show.
Yeah, that would be nice because you're not going to see it on Twitter most of the time. Anyway, always a pleasure. When we come back, Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Yeah, get your brain analyzed here. And we don't charge for it. We'll be back.